Last November, voters in Springfield agreed to use $45,000 to buy out a dilapidated property in town. Crews tore down the building last week. There are vacant factories and rundown houses all over Springfield, but neighborhood activists say they'll only be able to tackle the problem one building at a time. And they say that seeing 47 Union Street torn down was a very big step along that path. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Crews are still hauling away the final piles of debris from in front of the Union Street School in Springfield. Lori Claffey is a member of the Union Park Neighborhood Association, a community group working to help revitalize this Springfield neighborhood for about 4 years.
Union Street is a street that's been plagued with the hard times that have hit Springfield, and I think we're starting to have enough forces coming together to begin to change that. It's pretty exciting.
This property has been a particular thorn in Springfield's side. It's right in front of an elementary school, and the town tried to get approval to tear it down a few years ago, but the deal fell through. When the house went on the market again, there was a community push to find the money to buy it, to keep it out of the hands of an absentee landlord. Springfield is dealing with the same opioid crisis that's hit the rest of Vermont, and the town is also trying to reinvent itself, following the collapse of the machine tool industry that shut down so many factories in the region. Claffey says this one project won't take care of all of Springfield's challenges, but she's satisfied with the progress.
And that's why, to me, it does make sense to deal with some of these buildings. While it's true that there are social issues, that's obvious. I think that when people don't have a decent place to live, it just breeds even more of it, and It just is, it's a place to start.
Springfield town manager Tom Yenrell is standing above the demolition site, and he points out across the street at two other buildings the town wants to clean up. This is a tough neighborhood where a woman was stabbed to death earlier this year, and where Yenrell says the police are trying to do their part to clean it up. He says taking care of the rundown properties can be an important part in fighting the drug problem.
And this is just one step in many that, we have started to work on. We know where there's problem houses and issues, and the police have upped their patrols in those areas. But again, it's kind of like putting ointment on a sore that is going to continue to fester.
Late last year, Springfield voters adopted a new town ordinance, which requires property owners to maintain their parcels. And Yenrell says about 25 landowners have already been contacted and are cooperating with the town. And the town is working with state partners to renovate a major downtown property. Yenrell says that's a multi-million-dollar project that has the possibility of transforming downtown. Still, he says, tearing down a single eyesore in a neighborhood that's trying to improve itself helps move things forward.
Having a neighborhood association like this really helps us do our work. These people are the boots on the ground. They live here. They see all the details. They know what's going on. They relay this information to town officials, and then we can react.
Yenrell says a project like this gives everyone who's working on Springfield's blight problem the extra incentive to push on. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Springfield.